on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it is 28 to 11. We will find out all that's been happening right around Australia in the ground racing over the last week and over the next week as well. And Dave Carlson joins us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Sean. Yeah, it's been another busy week. As busy as the scoreboard attendant at a Dragons home game. More and more and more. Gee, it was busy on Saturday night.
You can work away into it every time, can't you?
Yeah, we've just got it. It's just a little segue, you know. You're the king of the segues, you are, Sean.
Bad but, man.
But welcome, folks, to Going Greyhounds, and it has been another week of chasing at the highest level. This morning, we're going to be joined by Wollongong trainer Robin Goodwin, who claimed her inaugural Group 1 victory when Velocity Liberty won the Peter Mossman Classic at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Robert Britton will also be a guest after his superstar stayer Tornado Tears' track record-breaking win in the Group 1 Albion Park Gold Cup, while his brother Jeff will also be along after the dominant success of Hasten Slowly in the Group 3 Flying Amy Classic on Gold Cup night. Now, before we talk to our guests, on behalf of all of my racing colleagues, I send sympathies to the family and friends of one of the founding members of the Gardens in Newcastle, Gary Brown, who very sadly passed away quite suddenly at the Richmond track last Wednesday. Gary, who was a tremendous bloke and was appointed chief executive of the Gardens in 2016, had only just celebrated the win of his greyhound Chevy McGlynn when tragedy struck. Gary was a huge supporter of the Can the Ban campaign against the Baird government and was a breeder, a trainer and an owner. And a celebration of his life will be held this Wednesday afternoon at the Pennant Hills Bowling Club in Sydney from 2 p.m. Gary Brown was 62. In other news, the New South Wales GBOTA has urged the Berejiklian government to give the greyhounds a fair go in tomorrow night's budget. Executive Officer Brenton Scott has called on New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet to change the redistribution to reflect the greyhound market's turnover of 22% as opposed to the 10% return it currently receives. Also, a point of consumption tax of 10% is expected to be announced in the budget tomorrow night and will be levied on the wagering turnover of corporate bookmakers from January next year. In other news, from the 1st of July, it's only a couple of weeks away, if that, the newly established Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission in New South Wales will become responsible for registering greyhounds and greyhound racing industry participants. Current GRNSW registrations are due to expire on June 30, and the GWIC will be rolling over all current registrations on July the 1st, so that all current GRNSW registrants will be registered for a period of 12 months. Now, to ensure that all of those registrants can continue using their licence identification, Greyhound Racing New South Wales is going to extend all registrations to the 30th of September. In news from Victoria, the Meadows has modified the age restriction for two of their Group 1s, the Maturity Classic and the Silver Chief. The three-week Maturity Classic series, which will be held next month, is now open to greyhounds whelped on or after the 1st of January 2016, with maidens ineligible. The three-week Silver Chief series for male greyhounds, which will be held in December and into January, is now open to greyhounds whelped on or after the 1st of June 2016, with maidens also ineligible. And while we're here, congratulations to Gap Victoria on the success of its two Gap Days last Friday and Saturday, with 58 greyhounds going to Forever Homes after the 48 hours at Seymour. Well, it's time right now for our first guest on Going Greyhounds, the winning trainer of Saturday night's Group 1 Peter Mossman Classic at Wentworth Park. But first, here's Tim Newbold's call.
Racing, my redeemer came out running. Beast Unleashed away quickly, he's burning. Wide out, Chief's Empire, they're bumping through the first turn. Velocity Liberty went through and grabbed the lead, snuck away from a war chasing. Out wide two times twice, Windlock Honey zipping a Falcon. They'll follow by Beast Unleashed, my redeemer. Chief's Empire and Nengar Flash, they come to the corner. The leader, Velocity Liberty, two times twice and coming quickly is zipping Falcon. Velocity Liberty, gripping on. Velocity Liberty has won the money, has taken out the Mossman.
It was an absolute thriller, the Peter Mossman, and congratulations to trainer Robin Goodwin, who joins us now from her base near Dapto. Robin, good morning. She put 5 to 6 lengths on them in the back straight, but how were you feeling when Zipping Falcon was coming at her in the final 50?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, well, she may hold on and get second or third, but, you know, because she's not overly strong, but I thought she might hang on. And when she won, oh, I was just over the moon.
Now, Saturday night's win, Robin, was your first Group 1. That's amazing for you.
Amazing, yeah. Yeah, again, I couldn't believe it. And she was the only bitch in the race. And I thought, oh, well, we're there, you know, so maybe she might have a show. And when it all unfolded, I was, as I said, beside myself.
Well, she was around about $19, maybe a little bit more you could have got. Did you have a bit of a go on the punt?
No, I didn't, but my husband had something small on her.
Good, good. That's good. Yeah. So that adds that adds to the prize money. But it's just incredible. It was your first shot at a Group 1, I believe, in 12 years after you had a dog named Runner Glow lining up in the National Derby final of 2006.
That's correct, yeah. He was invited down to the Australian Cup after he won a heat and semi of the Derby, but unfortunately he broke a hock in between the preparation and we didn't make it there.
Wow, so it's been a long time between drinks, eh? 12 years for a Group 1.
It sure has, but it's been well worth it.
In the Peter Mossman, Robin, Velocity Liberty ran a ripper of a race in the semis. Ran second to My Redeemer, and obviously leading into the final, she must have had a good week.
She did. I didn't do anything different. I just gave her a normal preparation, and I thought, oh, well, we're there, and if she goes good, she goes good, and she's a little bitch that just gives her all, and, you know, she's just a real little race bitch.
Jeff Collison said that you gave her a bit of a slip at Bulleye on the Thursday before the race.
Yeah, we did. We've been doing that since we stepped her up to the 500.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's not overly strong, but hopefully she'll get stronger. So we've just been giving her a hit out at Bulleye, and she broke the 16 mark continuously, you know, and then I know she's going good, and she's always got that good first section. So I know she's on song then, you know, to nominate.
Well, speaking of that first section, so she's a great beginner. And look, in any race, Robin, that's always an advantage.
It sure is. Yeah, you've got to be up there early or else, you know, anything, as we see on Saturday, anything can happen behind. And if you're up there early, well, you know, you're half a chance.
Well, she was the first reserve in the Peter Mossman semis. It was box two as well she was in, wasn't it?
Yeah, she got box two. Box two was a scratching and she got in there and I thought, oh, well, you know, she's in there again. And she ran a good second to My Redeemer. Actually, we were supposed to go to the football in Wollongong with friends of ours. And after the semi, we had to scratch from the ball and go to the Group 1 race.
Well, I believe your husband, Glenn, I believe he's a Manly fan. So it was probably good that you didn't go to the footy against the Dragons in Wollongong.
Yeah, he was sat at Wentworth Park on the semi-final night with a long face because the George won.
Well, you know, you're down that area in the Illawarra, so you might have to get him to change from maroon and white to red and white. What do you reckon?
Never. He's here listening. Never.
And you're...
I'd like to just put Glenn on for a minute, if I could, because I believe this is a joint effort. And
yeah.
I'd like Glenn to say a few words, if you could.
Yeah, whack Glenn on, and you there, Glenn?
Yeah, mate, I'm here, buddy.
All right, well, we won't talk about the footy, okay?
No, don't talk about the footy, mate. No.
I was just speaking to Robin about drawing two and running so well as the first reserve in the Peter Mossman semis, two again in the final, and she does like the rails.
Yeah, she likes the rails, and as Robin said, mate, she just gives all, and I've been in it for a fair while now, and I think when you got a dog, she's certainly not the best dog in Australia by any stretch of the imagination. Two or three of them dogs that were chasing a lure, but we got the luck, you know. Good beginner and go to the rail, and, you know, we got the luck, and You know, greyhound racing or any form of racing, as you would know. You know, you need luck. If you haven't got the luck on your side, it's hard to win, you know.
You betcha. Well, Velocity Liberty is a daughter of the mighty Fernando Bale and Velocity Sophia. She has 5 wins and 8 placings from 14 starts. She's only missed a check once. And I believe that you and Robin are thinking of heading north with her now.
Oh, it was, mate, it's hard to keep your feet on the ground, you know. There's a race at Bendigo worth $47,000 in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, the Cup.
Yeah, the Bendigo Cup, over 425 metres. There's a race up at Ipswich, a young gun race, worth $16,000. There's a few options for us, you know. A brother goes good. That he runs third on Saturday night. He's actually quicker than her. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't got any box speed. But he has no problems getting the 5:20, where she's a little bit weak at the end. But yeah, we're just gonna have a cup of coffee now and have a bit of a talk about it. But we'll come up with something, mate. Whatever's good for her. The guy that owns her in Queensland, Steve Williams, with the Velocity Dogs, he's a very good fellow to train for. He just leaves us alone. And but he was lucky. He backed her when the first market went up. So he had a very good night on Saturday night.
Yeah, I bet he did. Steve Williams, he also owned Glengallen, so it's a good association.
Mate, he's had some really... Steve used to live in Maitland and moved up to Queensland. He's a... I don't know if you want to... You know, he'd be... he's a very large breeder and mate, and he's a very fair guy, and I've got 2 coming tomorrow from him, you know what I mean? They were coming before we won this race. My mate Stevie Scott from Queensland, Steve trains for him as well, and Steve happened to be full when these two come along, and he said, "Oh, try Robin Goodwin in Kanahooka," and mate, the rest is history.
That's fantastic. How many dogs, notwithstanding the ones that are coming, Glenn, how many dogs do you and Robin have in work?
Mate, we like to have 5 in work, but at the moment we've only got those 2. I just pre-trained a couple for Neville Brown. They never come up to scratch, so they've gone to the GAP program,
okay,
which is a fantastic thing for the dogs. And we'll have these 2 coming down, and I've got a fella from Dubbo that I've trained a few for over the years. He's got 1, so he'll give us 4 kennels again.
Good stuff. And I don't think it's a full-time career for you. Haven't you got another business, Glenn?
Yeah, I've got a limousine business, mate. As I said, I used to have them in my name, mate, but I was getting all the glory, and it wasn't fair because, mate, I don't do a lot of the work. She does most of the work. She does all the feeding and the grooming, and she goes and trials, mate. She drives wherever she needs to go to trial. It's a sport that keeps you young. It's not an expensive sport for people to get into. And mate, we would have had, I don't know, 200 texts, phone calls, emails, Facebook, mate, people, you know, legend trainers, you know, that have rung us and said congratulations, because, as you well know, people go through their whole life without making a Group 1, never mind winning one, you know. And this bitch from day one when we got her just showed an abundance of speed, and I thought, God, we're going to have some fun with her. Never ever thought we would win a Group 1 with her, but, you know, it's over now, isn't it, you know. So, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the record books now. And I believe, is it your brother or is it Robin's brother who's the starter at Kembla Grange?
Yeah, Robin's brother's the starter at Kembla Grange. Mate, has been for a long time. Very funny story. I used to drink with a brother 40-odd years ago, and then I met Robin through him. And, mate, yeah, the rest is... I used to work on the barriers at Kembla Grange 45 years ago, you know, when Malcolm Johnson was riding, you know.
Well, Miracle wouldn't have gone to Kembla, would he? He was a bit of a silver tail up at Randwick, wasn't he?
Mate, I remember Miracle was in the Brambles Classic riding a horse called With Me.
Yeah.
And I said to him, Mister, he drew Barrier 20, which was right near the highway. And I said to him, Mr. Johnson, I said, could this win from Barrier 20? And his words were, it could win from the highway, son. and it duly did.
Yeah, it was a very good horse With Me, I reckon.
And made a good fella, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a good, all the people we've met in the racing game are good, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And, mate, I can tell you, if it wasn't for, you know, a couple of guys on the radio, like you fellas and Alan Jones and Ray Hadley, I don't know if racing in New South Wales would be here anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we're in there fighting. We're continuing to fight, and we certainly will be vigilant right throughout. And you can certainly bank on that, Glenn.
It's things like this, you know, like the little people winning races like that. It's things like this that, you know, they should be, you know, showing more of rather than the negative side of the sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah, too right. Positive's always the way. But you know, when times get tough, the best form of defence is attack. And we'll certainly be doing that. But Glenn, look, congratulations again to you and Robin. Delighted for you. It was a fantastic win. As she pinched the brake over the back, she held on. You got the Group 1 next to your name, and all the best going forward with Velocity Liberty.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Glenn, and good on you, Robin, and g'day to everyone in the Illawarra. I was at Kembla on Saturday, actually, with Wayne Harris, and from the Barrier Boys to the board members, there are absolutely fantastic team at Kembla, and I love going down there working with Harry. Well, on Thursday night just gone, the Queensland Winter Carnival really heated up at Albion Park with the running of the Group 1 Albion Park Gold Cup over the 700 metres. Champion Victorian trainer Robert Britton had three runners, including the favourite Tornado Tears. Here's Paul Dolan's call.
Away, Rip and Sam last to go. Tornado Tears out well, but Benali is charging through. So Benali takes the lead a length and a half. Tornado Tears perfectly positioned. Gallantippi Gold is third, followed there by Sin's Magic, and then came Jalapeno. Rip and Sam second last. Ebby Ripper is the last one. Into the back, and Benali out by a length. Tornado Tears was searching for an inside run. No, he's hooked to the outside now. Two lengths away, Gallantippi Gold, and then came Sin's Magic. Rip and Sam are Dickens of a long way off them, followed by Jalapeno, and then came Ebby Ripper. On the top turn, Tornado Tears went up and took the lead away from Benali. It's Tornado Tears in front. Gallantippi Gold running a cheeky race, but it's Sandown Cup, Albion Park Gold Cup, doubled to Tornado Tears by four lengths. Jalapeno grabs second. Rip and Sam later.
As I said right here on Sky Sports Radio yesterday, he flew like a jet fighter. And what about the time? 41-33, taking two lengths off the track record set 8 years ago by the great Dashing Corsair. Trainer Robbie Britton's on the line. Rob, congrats. Just how can you describe this incredible win?
Oh, look, any win's a great win, Dave, especially in the Group 1. But to break the track record, look, he really is a high-class dog.
Well, as expected, kennel mate, Benali led early. But, Rob, I was watching, and I'm sure you felt similarly, when Tornado Tears settled second, you must have been really pumped.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things where you just hope that he takes the right run. And through the catching pen, he went to go inside and then checked to the outside. And I thought, oh, please don't do that. But anyway, he worked it out, and it was really... one act affair after that.
Yeah, well, I guess as is usually the case, he needed that run in the heats just to familiarise himself with Albion Park.
Yeah, I think he hadn't ever been on a plane flight. He flew up the day before, and he ran like he really needed a look. You never know whether they can handle it first up or not, but, you know, I always say their first flight's always their worst flight, and hopefully from now he'll be seasoned to a bit more travel.
Well, he performs like a seasoned stayer, Rob, but in reality, he's only had five starts over the 700, so what lies ahead could be very exciting.
Yeah, look, I think the main thing is we manage him because, look, not every stayer, especially front-running stayers, can hold up for long periods of time. So I think the main thing is we're very careful and manage him so that he does have a long career over the distance.
What did you make of the run of his brother, Rip and Sam?
Yeah, look, I on the night, I was a little bit disappointed in his run. When I came home and had a look at the replay, I felt that off the back, he was absolutely low-flying past the 600 boxes. He was going to make a real race of it, and it got a check off the pink. I do think that it was nowhere near as disappointing as I thought first up.
Are they both going to line up in this Thursday night in the Group 3, the invitation-only super stayers?
Yeah, look, they've both pulled up well. And as I say, that's the plan anyway. So we'll go into it and hopefully they'll get clear runs.
It's going to be a beauty, a four-dog race. You've got Gold Cup runner-up Jalapeno in one, Rip and Sam three, Tornado Tears five, Champagne Sally seven, reserve is Ebby Ripper. What are your thoughts on your duo, Rob, in the small field?
Well, I've been saying since it came out, I thought that if there is an upset, I do think that Rip and Sam will be closer and have less dogs to negotiate. And I do think that he may be hard to hold out if he gets the run of the race. But again, in saying that, Champagne Sally is the key to the race because she can come across hard and she can lead. If she does that, well, it could just change it. So, as I said, both are in form, and that's the main thing. I just hope they get clear runs.
Have you left them in Queensland, Rob?
I have, yeah. I've left them there last week and then again this week. So I think it's worked. I think I'd rather do that than jump on and off aeroplane.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Rob, just talking about yesterday at Sandown, I was on Sky One. I was really impressed with the win of your chaser, Soda Flash. He led all the way over the 595 in 34 and 50 in a fifth grade. Looks like he's going places.
Yeah, look, he's been a work in progress. He's always had ability, but he's been a work in progress in that he wasn't great in the field. His chasing was questioned, I guess. And we took him to Geelong for four or five runs on the run on arm, and I reckon that's been the key to him. He's starting to get his confidence, and I just like to think as he goes through the grades, he may maintain that confidence. But again, yeah, look, he's got some ability.
Yeah, he was nice. Went straight to the front from box three, was super strong. So good luck with him as well. But also on Thursday night at Albion Park with the brothers, Robin, I know you're so busy, but congratulations yet again on another Group 1 success and more to come.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Let's hope so.
Good on you, Rob. Robert Britton joining us there. And Thursday night, the Super Stayers. I can't wait for that as the Queensland Winter Carnival continues. Well, we're going to put a call into Robbie Britton's brother, Jeff, on Going Greyhounds following the outstanding win of Hasten Slowly from Box 1 in the Group 3 Flying Amy Classic at Albion Park. Started favourites, some very good bets were landed, and why don't we hear Paul Dolan's call of the Flying Amy.
Hasten Slowly began nice, so too Velocity Charm. Empire State is going through. Now the favourite, Hasten Slowly, will get through on the inside and take the lead into the back. Got away by two. Empire State is second. Followed then around them by Hara's Honey, and then came Velocity Charm. And well back is Money for Jam, Passion Bonus, Deep Impact and Alpha Ulysses. On the turn, it's all Hasten Slowly. About five lengths in front, Hara's Honey running a very cheeky race. But this son of Fernando Bale's far too good. Hasten Slowly won the Hasten Slowly. Slowly won the Flying Amy by half a dozen from Velocity Charm, Hara's Honey.
It was a dead heat for second, but Fernando Bale siring the two group winners at Albion Park on Saturday night. Trainer Jeff Britton is on the line. Jeff, seven lengths the winning margin. He's 29-77 time, a huge improvement on his heat placing in what was his first race at the creek.
You might have just cut it. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff. Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Look, he probably improved because he got a clear run and had that look of the track. And I was really happy with him.
Well, he produced huge burn going into that first turn at Albion Park, and I guess arguably his best performance since finishing second to Hecton Bale in the Group 1 Australian Cup.
Yeah, look, he's been meeting good dogs all the time. He's not a real young dog, but when he was a young dog, he's always meeting fast dogs all the time. And I gave him a couple of soft runs at Geelong, and he won really well there. And I just thought, going up to a restricted age race again is probably his last chance of having one.
Well, he won on debut at Sandown. The time was 29-70, and then won again there the next start in 29-57. Ever since, Jeff, he's mixed it in very good company. He's 27 months of age. So, look, a Group 1 win, you'd think, is not out of the question for Hasten Slowly.
Yeah, well, they've just changed the maturity dates. And you'll come right into that now because he's got that experience and... I'm just sort of hoping that, he draws pretty well in those types of races. And he does go well at Meadows.
Absolutely. What about the Group 1 Winter Carnival Cup heats? They're on at Albion Park on Thursday week. Will he line up in them?
Yeah, he'll be going back up there. We'll just give him, a couple of weeks off and then back up there. I had races up there this week and I was a little bit tempted, to go, but I just thought we wouldn't want to make it. If he makes the final of the Winter Cup, it makes it 5 weeks in the road travel, and it'd be just all too hard.
Yeah. Jeff, you and your partner Angela Langton, you consistently produce winners. Three between you at Sandown on Thursday night, and yesterday at Sandown, a dog you haven't had for long, Fire and Smoke.
Yeah, like he's. I have had him for a couple of months, and because he did get an injury after his second start here for me, and so he's had a little bit more time off. But yeah, look, he's really surprised us all, and I'm just sort of hoping. You know, if he can get out like he did yesterday, there could be a good race for him.
Well, he was impressive. I was watching in the Sky One studio and whipping my leg and yelling and screaming, and Tony Brassell was saying to me, what the hell's going on? He was very impressive. He beat the smart Degani by more than two lengths in 29 and 50, and that's so that is a very good effort.
Yeah, look, it was a race 10 on a Sunday at Sandown. It wasn't a big field. There's only six in the field, but the quality was really there. There wasn't just, you know, Degani. There was probably a Horsham Cup favourite in there, and also another one of Greenos was in there. So he beat a good field, and I don't think the conditions, like it was just a terrible day yesterday, and I was just sort of thinking, well, if he was on a day of good conditions, he would have been a lot quicker.
Yeah, he was formerly trained in Sydney by a Richmond boss, Chris Carl. He ran 29 and 54 at Geelong at his first start for you. Would you look at a race with him like the next month's Bendigo Cup, Jeff?
Look, I wish it was a little bit further, that's all.
Yeah.
And he's in a final on Saturday night at Meadows. So we'll go there first and see how he goes from there. And but, yeah, look, if he keeps on that sort of form, you know, he'll be in things like, national sprint. I think that's the next race. Winter Cup's probably coming around a little bit too quick for him, and because I'd like to probably give him a run on the track. But I'll just try go through the grades here and see how he goes.
Jeff, Angela had a good day at Sandown too, trained two winners, quotation mark, and Miss Tarinda, who's the daughter of Barsha Bale and Gold Affair too, and is chasing very consistently.
Yeah, look, he's... you know, there was a race that came up, grade 6-7s, and she drew well, and she has been very consistent. She ran a lot of places and things like that, and I think this thing stole her way yesterday. And quotation, Mark, well, he's just a great old dog. He's in veteran stage now, and he just puts in, he's just a terrific chaser.
Certainly is. Well, Jeff, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds, and congratulations again on Hasten Slowly's win in the Flying Amy, and here's to many more.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Britton joining us from Anarchy, which is in Victoria, not that far from Lara and Geelong. Look, before I go, congratulations are also in order for Bathurst trainer Matt Murphy, who trained his first Wentworth Park winner on Saturday night, Rockstar Kerr. And Matt also trains the littermate Rockstar Kyle, who was runner-up to Pixel Pack. And speaking of Pixel Pack, that greyhound had former Bulldogs enforcer Barry Ward beaming, becoming the eighth member of his brood bitch Solar Packs litter to Fernando Bale to win in town. So well done to you, Bazza. Haven't heard from him since the Dragons beat Canterbury a week ago. I thought he might have been away or something. Anyway, Bazza, and he tells me he's got 10 collision Solar Pack dogs being educated at the moment. So the sky's the limit for the big unit. Catching Penn, 6:30 p.m. with myself, Jason Lincoln and James Vandermark tomorrow evening on Sky Racing 2, Cozzy.
Good on you, Dave. Have a top week. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well. Thanks a lot.